the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hi there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say?, a weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. We hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before we get into the question that I want to deal with today, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you all to send us your questions about the Bible. We welcome any and all questions about the Bible, the text of the Bible, or about matters related to the Bible or religion in general, whatever it is that you might be wondering about. We hope that you will take the time to write down your questions and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. And the number to call, if you would prefer to call us and leave us a message with your question, well, that's area code 270-821-3544. If you would prefer to contact us on the internet, you can do that by visiting our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. And once you've found our homepage, just look for the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with your question. Now, if you would like to do that, I would also encourage you to contact us and see about enrolling yourself in a free Bible correspondence course. Maybe you've been studying the Bible on your own and you've been frustrated by a lack of organization in your Bible study. Well, one of our free Bible correspondence courses is just the thing that you need. These courses are designed to guide you through a systematic study of the Scriptures, and they come to your home free of charge. We pay for the postage to get it to you, and we even provide a self-addressed stamped envelope for you to return each lesson back to us. We just want to encourage you to study the Bible. We want to encourage you to get to know God and His will for you. So please take the time to contact us, let us know what questions you have, and let us know if you want to enroll in a Bible correspondence course by mail. Just give us your name and your mailing address, and we'll get the first lesson out to you right away. Our phone number again is 270-821-3544. I hope that I'll be hearing from you very soon. All right, now let's get to the question that I want to deal with today. It's actually a couple of questions that come from the same source. This person writes, I would like to know what the Bible says about what people we will know in heaven, and will we know them as we knew them here on earth? For example, will we know our husbands in heaven as our husband? Also, will we have jobs in heaven? Now, these are a couple of very intriguing questions, and really, they're not that uncommon of a question. I've gotten questions like this an awful lot as I have taught Bible classes through the years. It's something that people wonder about. I even know of a book written by the late, great Brother Guy Woods called Will We Know One Another in Heaven? And it's a question that people wonder about. It's one that is very much on people's minds. So, what does the Bible say about the answer to that question? Well, first of all, I would have to point out that the Bible does indicate that we will know each other in heaven. One of the surest indications of that is found in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, as told by Jesus and recorded in Luke 16, verses 19 through 31. In the parable, we read about two men. One is identified simply as the rich man. The other is identified as Lazarus. Lazarus was not rich. Lazarus was a beggar. He was laid every day at the gate of the rich man's house. He was full of sores, the Bible says. He was starving. The Bible indicates that the rich man fared sumptuously every day. He always had enough to eat. He didn't have to do without. Lazarus, on the other hand, aspired to be able to simply eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. That's how desperate his condition was. Now, the Bible indicates that each of these two men lived very different lives, and they died, and they experienced very different things in death. What the Bible tells us is that when the rich man died, he lifted up his eyes in hell, or in the grave, being in torments. He saw afar off, far away from him, he could see paradise. The place where Abraham was, and where Lazarus was there comforted in Abraham's bosom. The rich man recognized Lazarus. He knew who he was. He remembered him from his life on earth. So, what we can draw from that is that in heaven, we will know one another. In the afterlife, we will be able to recognize each other. I will be able to recognize my wife. My wife will be able to recognize me. We will know each other and remember each other from our lives on earth. Now, there are some who say that can't be. That's impossible. And the reason why they say that is because if we will know each other in heaven, if we are able to recognize each other in heaven, well then, not only will we know who is there in heaven with us, but we will also know who is not in heaven with us. And if my wife is not in heaven with me, then I'll be sad. And the Bible says that there's no sadness in heaven. There are no tears in heaven, according to the early verses of Revelation 21. So they insist that no, we simply won't know each other in heaven, because there's not supposed to be any sadness or remorse in heaven. Now, there are a few different ways that I can answer that argument. Maybe one of the most compelling ways is simply to point out that all those who are in heaven are in harmony with and in agreement with God. And if God has esteemed that someone who is very near and dear to my heart is not to be in heaven, then I will be in agreement with him and will not be sad. Also, there's the idea that heaven being a place of no sadness, of only happiness, well then I will not be sad. Simply because I am in heaven. And regardless of who is there with me or who is not there with me, I will not have occasion to be sad anymore. There are some other arguments that we can list as well, but for the constraints of time, I'm just going to leave you with those two. Now, as to the question, though, about Will I know my wife as my wife? Will my wife know me as her husband? Well, yes. I mean, we will know each other and remember each other from our lives on earth. Will my wife still be my wife in heaven? Will I still be her husband in heaven? That is a more intriguing question, and it is one that the Lord addresses over in Luke chapter 20. In Luke 20, verses 27 through 38, Jesus was asked a series of questions, and in verses 27 through 38, the Lord was asked a question by some Sadducees. The Sadducees did not believe in the concept of resurrection from the dead, and they came to Jesus with a question that they thought would prove their point and pin Jesus on the horns of a logical dilemma. They described a situation in which one woman was married lawfully to as many as seven different men in her life. Now, the coup de grace, as it were, in this situation, they said, "Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife." All right, so whose wife will she be? And really, this, I suppose, is a very relevant question, even in this day and age. While a person may not necessarily be married to seven different people over the course of a lifetime, it is certainly within the realm of possibility that a person could be married to two people or even three people or perhaps more. They may be married lawfully to different spouses throughout the course of life on earth. So does that mean that in the resurrection, they will still be bound by the bonds of marriage to their spouses that they had in life? Jesus answers the question basically by saying no. He says, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection." When Jesus says they are equal to the angels, one of the things that it seems to be pointing out to us is that angels don't get married. Angels do not reproduce. Angels are not necessarily male or female. Therefore, there is no need for marriage. The reason why humans get married is because they are made male and female, and because human beings reproduce. They produce more humans. Angels don't do that. And in the afterlife, human beings won't do that anymore either. So there will be no need for marriage. Our relationships with one another can still be very close and harmonious, but the nature of those relationships will be different. Now, what about this question, will we have jobs in heaven? Well, it's quite manifest that in heaven we will not work. Revelation 14:13 talks about the fact that those who make it to heaven, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, according to the passage, they have rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Heaven is a place of rest rather than a place of work. But what will we do all day in heaven? Well, one hint to the answer to that question is found in Revelation 4, 1 through 11, where we have a description of the throne room of heaven, in which are depicted 24 elders, four living creatures, and then in chapter 5, a whole multitude of the heavenly host. And what do? They worship God. That's what heaven is going to be. At least that's one of the things we'll be doing in heaven. We will be worshiping God. Heaven will be church all the time, as I've heard some people put it. I don't know about that exactly, but I do know that heaven is a place where God is worshiped. He is praised and adored, and that's one of the things that we'll be doing there as well. I'm afraid my time is all gone for today. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? May God bless you as you study His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?